Hey guys, hope you're doing great. Just recording another episode of the Apex show for you today. Bit of a different intro and so on and so forth, but just wanted to get back in touch with you, even though I don't have that much time today. So the main topics for today, the main topic that I'll, I guess, even start with is specialized knowledge and why it's very important. If you just look on majority of people out there, or even like the stuff that's taught in universities, like it's not specialized. You have to like literally have a very specific goal of what you're actually going for and want to accomplish, and thereafter just kind of like develop your knowledge in the industry even further. Like if you look at the perspective and even like the things that we learned, for example, in my university program, it was very broad, like very, very broad. Even the stuff that you learn in marketing specializations and stuff like that, it's very broad. It's not up to date because stuff in marketing is updating and just getting faster, very, very fast. In a very similar way, like once one mentor of mine told me that you really can't become like getting a PhD in football won't really help you become a pro footballer. I'll just derail you and you'll be 26 years old and just starting out in football. So I mean, that's kind of even a biggest or one big learning point for me, that I would literally tell my younger version of myself, just have more courage and not in terms of just adding more stuff into your life, but just rather getting rid of the stuff that's not useful to you anymore in terms of people being more relentless. I mean, like I've always been relentless and I'm not sure if I, like, at the age of 18, I got into a pretty decent workload in terms of like the ability of how much of stuff I actually was able to tolerate and go through. Right now, I guess it's very peaking pretty decently, but the biggest factor for me that I would definitely have focused on even more was like literally just starting and up my focus. The first thing is being first, literally, okay. Some friends of yours who are friends of you today will no longer have to, or will no longer be friends of you anymore. Just literally sacrificing all of your current relationships that you have, like even family and so on and so forth. If that's like it's like there are people out there who are making these sacrifices, and it's just about you, how much stuff you're willing to sacrifice. And last November or last October, I just set myself, I was just like mindstorming and thinking about everything that's going on. And I made the decision that, okay, I'll just freaking sacrifice everything. And that was the time when I started pulling these 16-hour days. Quite an interesting thing happened is that, I mean, just made a lot of progress, felt even better than ever before because I didn't really have all these people who I didn't really want to spend any time more time with in my life. And yeah, everything has been going pretty decently ever since. So just kind of be decisive about the things you're doing. And I mean, like that's pretty much it. Not sure if there's anything else, just kind of like tightening your focus on the most important things. And like, even that's the thing, like literally ask yourself who you are. Like what kind of identity you have, and if you like just at least get on the right track to becoming the person who you always wanted to become, like that was even a big part of me. Like literally if I should be very upfront, direct and else as well, just being an entrepreneur and at the same time just being at school is one of the it's literally a bullshit. Like you cannot do the two things at the same time. And like that was even the decision. I literally just tell no to all the other stuff that's going on, like literally no masters, no everything else, and finish even a bit earlier just so that I have more time to devote to those activities. Like for me right now, being in a position where I am, I literally have no days to spare, no seconds to spare. At least that's the way how I treat it. Like every single second is something that I cherish. And I won't spend it doing some weird stuff with people who I don't really want to spend any time with. So I maximized and peaked my ability to work, which I'm very happy about. Like it's something great that you generally don't have to mind anything in terms of food and gym and you're just able to maintain yourself at a very high level, just working all the time. Yeah, it's just interesting to be thinking about this, but then also a very important and a significant factor is just funneling your work in one specific direction, not just being scattered all around the place, because like that's the biggest factor for me right now. Like literally, okay, what's the one biggest constraint? The one biggest constraint is me being overwhelmed by a lot of things that I'm currently working on, one of them being school, and just trying to catch multiple things at the same time and not being able to focus on one thing. And my output, like the output that you have, let's say you have 100% of your focus and it doesn't work. Okay, like let's say if you invest like literally, I invested like maybe 20 hours or 25 hours into school this month. It isn't like, okay, just standing on the sidelines. It's literally draining so much of my focus, mental energy, and even like self-identity perception of me actually still being a student that it's, even right now, it's 3 months until the end of the school, until I should be finished. And there are some thoughts here and there that I'm literally just, okay, let's screw this over and I won't even finish it. But I'll just, I guess, push through. And I mean, kind of like, in terms of making significant decisions, it's great just to, at least like the way how I think about that, like just feel free to do whatever you want, it's your life. But I'm just like, okay, at the end of the day, we're going to die, or I'm going to die anyway. And so essentially everything what I have is just temporary. And for me, like to even go out there and fail, and miserably fail, like what's the worst thing that's going to happen? Okay, I would die. Okay, and like, okay, who cares? Like, I won't remember either way. So like, literally, I just go out there and try and do all these things that I ever wanted to do versus me going out there and living a life in safety and then dying either way. But like, just living, looking back at myself that I've been a freaking coward and didn't take the show when I had a chance to do so. Like, that's a thing that I wouldn't like to live with for sure. Just kind of a caveat here. What else? I mean, that's kind of it. So, like, just literally write down all the things on paper, like the things you're spending your time with, energy, and so on and so forth, and write down, okay, if it's taking you, bringing you closer, or bringing you, or if it's holding you back from achieving your goals, and then just be relentless in terms of elimination of the things that are taking you off track. So just like literally having one goal towards which you're working to like 3, 4, 5 years and eliminating all the other stuff that's non-essential, being relentless about your journey and pivoting. I mean, that's a big part. And like just being very upfront as well, literally just putting in the hours, it's very productive. I mean, it makes a progress. It's not the most efficient thing, but like it literally just makes a progress. If you just made the sacrifice and freaking like put everything on the line. If you just like these 16-hour days, looking back, it's 2,200 hours since November. And like, similarly as with testing ads and like doing outbound and so on and so forth, like you need data to be able to make accurate decisions. And based on like all of the data that I've accumulated from these 2,200 hours, I'm able to make a lot of decisions that I've learned a lot of things that are not working. Like literally I've spent hundreds of hours on stuff that I probably won't ever use. And that has just delayed me so freaking much. But at the same time, I just like struck a few pieces of gold that I'm driving on even right now. So just be more open to opportunities, do more, and that's about it. Literally in 24 hours I'm flying. I need to wake up in 24 hours. It's gonna be Monday. It's like Sunday 4 a.m. right now. Yeah, I'll be flying to Miami, so it's gonna be an exciting week. So yeah, cool. I'm gonna cut it here. The main topic was, what was the main topic? Jesus Christ. Never mind. It's 4 a.m. I can catch you later.